Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The only survivor of a Kansas house fire that killed a woman and two young girls has been arrested on suspicion of setting the blaze. Topeka police arresting 32-year-old Kyle J. Tyler of Holton on Saturday, not long after he was released from a hospital once police questioned him. He remains jailed on suspicion of three counts of first-degree murder. Fire investigators determined the blaze was set intentionally. And those looking for help and those looking for a job will soon be matched up. J.P. Bizet has more.
It's all thanks to the Liberal Chamber of Commerce for putting together the 2023 Southwest Kansas Regional Job Fair, scheduled for February 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Seward County Activity Center. It's a great way for job seekers to find a lot of job opportunities and career choices in one place at one time. Lunch will be available for attendees.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly invites job seekers to participate in the first virtual job fair of 2023, hosted by KansasWorks. This virtual fair will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, January 25th, and will highlight employment opportunities within many of the state's 98 government agencies. There are close to 900 job openings in state government across Kansas. Governor Kelly said filling Kansas state agencies with talented and skilled employees is increasingly important, as they need to ensure state agencies have the necessary workforce to advance the programs and services that are offered to Kansans. The virtual job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on that day, and registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said their agencies are primed and ready to hire top talent to fill open jobs across the state, and Commerce alone has 30 job opportunities available and seeking motivated individuals ready to join their winning team. KansasWorks links businesses, job seekers, educational institutions, and training providers to ensure the state's workforce is equipped to meet industry needs. Workforce development teams are dedicated to providing assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And the centers are ready and available to assist anyone looking for employment with the necessary tools to finding good paying occupations. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting the nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. You can visit kansascommerce.gov to find the link to register for the January 25th virtual job fair. The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation announced a new scholarship after receiving a $50,000 gift from David and Rose Kreller as the fund is in memory of Kathy Kreller, who graduated in the first nursing class at Colby Community College, and Kathy passed away in 2000. The Kathleen A. Kreller Scholarship will provide two $2,500 awards annually, one for a practical nursing student and one for an individual pursuing an associate degree in nursing, or ADN. First preference will be given to students from Rooks or Smith counties, and second preference will be given to candidates in Phillips, Norton, Graham, Trigo, Ellis, Russell, or Osborne counties. President Dr. Seth Carter stated that Colby Community College is honored to be able to recognize and memorialize Kathy's legacy, and the college is incredibly thankful for David and Rose Kreller's generosity and their investment in the nursing programs and their students. With fertilizer prices continuing to be a significant input cost and the availability issues, it's increasingly important for producers to properly manage their agricultural inputs. To address the topic of soil nutrient management, K-State Research and Extension has scheduled four regional programs during the month of January 2023, and locally, the meeting is scheduled for January 25th in Norton from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the 4-H building at the Norton County Fairgrounds. The workshop will be presented by Dr. Lucas Hogg, the KSU Northwest Region agronomist and the Senior Lab Servitech agronomist, along with local extension agents. Topics will include KSU research updates, soil sampling, fertilizer placement, non-traditional P and N sources, and keeping fertility rates along with drought impacts, along with a question and answer session. Three CCA credits are approved by the State Board of Ag. There's no cost for the meetings, however, pre-registration is requested by all the meetings either online at 2023NC/NW Fertility Schools or at your Norton Extension office by calling 785-877-5755, and a minimum of 10 pre-registered producers are needed to hold the meeting. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Monday, January 18th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to approve the January 4, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were three building permits presented for approval. Visitor Emily Jacobs expressed her concerns and frustration with the city's lack of education and communication with the recent enforcement of the no parking loading zone located in front of the East Campus on State Street. Emily emphasized the importance of having the curb painted to indicate this specific zone so it's made clear that parking's not allowed. After discussion on the topic, it was decided that bright colored flags will be placed on the loading zone signs to help draw attention until the curb is able to be painted. Gerald Jones then scheduled a public safety committee meeting for 2 p.m. on January 26 to further address the implementation of loading zone on State Street at the East Campus. Reva Benin stated that the community garden would like to apply for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant through the Norton County Hospital to expand the community garden. She stated the application is due on January 27th, and the grant requires that they have a 5-year lease agreement for the property being used, as well as a letter of recommendation. The current lease agreement between the city and community garden is only for 3 years, and it was determined that with short notice, the city would not be able to have the required documents ready before the application was due. Mayor Jerry Jones appointed Jay Sharp as chief of police, and a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to accept Mayor Jones's appointment of Jay Sharp to the chief of police. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the employment agreement with John J. W. Sharp, and the vote was taken and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that he would like to promote Sergeant Chris Davis to the position of Assistant Chief of Police with the starting pay range at 15, Step C on the pay scale. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to approve starting Assistant Chief of Police Chris Davis at range 15, Step C on the pay scale, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn gave an update on her preparation of the charter ordinances relating to the changes to the board composition for the Convention and Tourism Committee and the transient tax. Abigail stated she did some research, and with the charter ordinance, the public has the right within 61 days from the last date of publication to ask for the change to be put on a ballot. She doesn't want to inadvertently set the city up for a special election because they are costly. In her opinion, timing-wise and to be on the safe side, it doesn't make sense to go forward with the charter ordinances right away. She recommended waiting to start the readings when they get closer to the election so the city doesn't risk having to do a special election. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded to approve doing a six-month evaluation for police court clerk Veronica Rojas in February and, pending the outcome of the evaluation, awarding her a two-step pay raise. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 2nd, and Dean Little scheduled a Personnel Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on January 25th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Precision under pressure. That's what area students and athletes strive for every day. And Natoma Manufacturing Corporation strives to produce the highest quality products, along with great communication in their drive to achieve their goals. Natoma Manufacturing Corporation wishes the best for all of the area students and athletes this school year and wherever they are going in life. Good luck and have fun out there from Natoma Manufacturing Corporation, located on East Highway 36 in Norton. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited are cheering on the guys and girls on the Plainville Cardinals winter sports teams. The athletes are ready to take on the competition at events this week. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton. We can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with the Wilkins trailer. Graham County Hospital Knowsley Hill City High School winter sports teams will dominate the competition at upcoming sporting events. The diligent athletes are sure to outperform their opponents on the court. Show them what you've got, Renex, from the loyal and devoted fans at Graham County Hospital in Hill City.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. An American Farm Bureau attorney says a lawsuit filed by AFB and other farm and industry groups against the Biden Environmental Protection Agency's final waters of the U.S. rule is needed, on top of any favorable Supreme Court ruling. AFB Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman says the latest WOTUS lawsuit is needed, not just because of some possible gap in timing between the Biden EPA rule, effective in March, and a Supreme Court decision in Sackett v. EPA.
Sackett could be as soon as March or as late as June of this year, but either way, even if Sackett, as we hope, tells EPA that, you know, what they're trying to do here is unlawful and incorrect, you still need a new lawsuit such as ours to strike down this rule, because the Sackett decision would not be addressing this current rule.
Though Cushman and others agree a Supreme Court decision that narrows the definition of a water of the U.S. would send the Biden EPA back to the drawing board. Until then, AFB and other farm groups will argue that there are limits to the government's power to regulate private property.
We don't think it's appropriate that a farmer would need a team of lawyers and consultants to figure out what they can and can't farm on their lands. And that's the heart of this issue. We think that the Supreme Court has been clear on this. We think that the Clean Water Act is clear on this, that there are limits to what the EPA and the court can do.
But neither the courts nor Congress has for decades been able to clearly define WOTUS, as EPA has expanded its reach. AFB and others hope that this year that will change. Clean Fuel Alliance America will kick off the Clean Fuel Conference on Monday, January 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center in Tampa, Florida. The event runs through Thursday and will likely draw more than 725 registered participants. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Mostly fair for today across the Central Plains. Then we have some changes coming up by tomorrow and into Wednesday with a pretty strong storm system set to develop over Texas and move off to the northeast. That'll be affecting parts of Kansas on its way into the Midwestern states. For now, just some occasional cloud cover and cold temperatures for most areas. A weak cold front dropping south out of the Rockies and Northern Plains will bring us below average daytime highs in our northwestern counties, but near average in the southeast. Precipitation chances stay low for the next couple of days until that southern storm begins edging up toward the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley. Then eastern, southern, and central Kansas could get some snow or a mix of rain and snow, mostly Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. On the map heading into the afternoon, cool high pressure is settling in over our area following a cold front. Some cloud cover expected, but we should get some sunshine as well. Pretty cold in our northwestern counties today. We'll stay in the low 30s with upper 30s and low 40s elsewhere. By late afternoon, our new storm system will start getting together over western Texas, but high pressure will linger over Kansas, so it should be fair. Tomorrow morning, the southern plains low will tap into moist air from the Gulf and quickly develop into a fairly big rain and snowmaker for Texas and Oklahoma. That system will start moving into the mid-Mississippi Valley late tomorrow and into Wednesday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we're expecting low 30s, 10 to 15 for the overnight hours, low 30s north central, and tonight upper teens, mid 30s to low 40s northeast, and low to mid 20s for the overnight. Southwest, low to mid 30s, and tonight we're in the low to mid teens, low to mid 40s south central, and mid 20s for the overnight hours. Southeast, low to mid 40s and mid 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, the October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.